Good morning and welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
Listen.
Welcome, I am Leslie Hare. Teach us, O God of love, how to love each other and care for all at this time when we are being urged to distance ourselves from each other. Be with us as we learn the discipline of not crowding into others' lives and spreading the disease. Teach us to savor this time as a gift from you to grow in ourselves. Teach us to be alone without feeling lonely. If you can't go outside, go inside, a wise quote says. So may we use this time to reach into our hearts and discover those corners of love and service to each other and to God that we will yet have a chance to demonstrate. Teach us to protect ourselves and our families with food and basic needs without overdoing it at the cost of others or by being prepared to act with violence against each other if we think we are under threat. Teach us patience, dear God. Thank you, O God of compassion, for all those in the medical profession who are caring for those who are sick. Give them strength, health, and the loads of patience and perseverance they need at this time. May the Christian community continue to serve you and all those who need our love and service at this time. Dear God, in whom we trust and have our being, be with us. Amen. A prayer by the Reverend Dr. Aruna Nanandasan of the Church of South India. In studio today, to share a reflection in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, is Dr. Norma Smelly, member of Hope United Church, retired commissioned minister of the UCJCI, and currently grief support counselor at the UCJCI's Medarest Memorial Gardens. Dr. Smelly, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Good morning to all who are listening in this morning. COVID-19 is with us and will be for some time. After nomination day on August 18, the general elections and the reopening of schools, the environment will be more conducive to the spread of the virus. COVID-19 has affected all aspects of our society in Jamaica and throughout the world. Job losses, fear of contracting the virus, the enforcement of restrictions in order to prevent the spread of the virus, and the closure of schools have caused many persons, young and old, to experience feelings of fear, anxiety, frustration, loneliness, depression, and hopelessness. What word of encouragement do I have to offer this morning? Firstly, I say, fear not. Trust in God's word. God does not slumber or sleep. God is still in control of his world. Psalm 46 verses 1 and 2 reminds us, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And Psalm 23 verse 4 comforts and encourages us, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. COVID-19, which I liken to Coney Bud, hard bud for dead, reminds me of a story in St. Mark 9, verses 14 to 29. The story tells of a father who had a son who was possessed by an evil spirit and who was deaf and dumb and suffered from seizures. The father took his son to Jesus' disciples and asked them to heal him, but the disciples could not heal the boy. The father then asked Jesus to have mercy, pity on him, and to heal his son. Jesus said to him, "Everything is possible for those who believe." And Jesus healed the boy. The text tells us that when the disciples were alone with Jesus, they asked him, "Why couldn't we drive out the evil spirit?" Jesus replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." COVID-19 calls for faith and prayer. For me, COVID-19 is a call for all to acknowledge God and to examine our faith relationship with him. So secondly, I am encouraging all who are listening this morning, young and old, if you have not yet done so, to commit your life to God, to Jesus Christ, today. Tomorrow may be too late. Study God's word daily, for the word of God is life. The word of God offers hope. The word of God can be trusted. Pray hourly, daily. God hears and answers prayer. Prayer can and will change persons and situations. Serve God daily by serving others. Do at least one kind thing daily for someone. This could be just a smile, a telephone call, or sharing of fruits and vegetables from your garden with a neighbor. I encourage, in particular, the elderly to prepare a daily things to do list and ensure you do the things you have noted. This will help to prevent boredom. I also encourage all of us to share with others our testimonies of God's goodness and faithfulness, especially during COVID. This could encourage others. And celebrate the positives of COVID-19. For example, the creative use of technology. Persons can now work, worship, attend classes, meetings, conferences, social events, etc., via Zoom and other live streaming platforms from home. And finally, I encourage, I beg, I implore us all to wear our mask, wash our hands with soap and water, sanitize, and observe the physical spacing protocol. My sisters and brothers, be encouraged. Nothing lasts forever, only salvation. COVID-19, this too will pass. For God is in control of his world, and with God, all things are possible when we put our trust in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Sovereign Lord, we greet you this morning with adoration and praise. We thank you for your faithfulness and your promise to never forsake or to leave us. We thank you most of all for Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior, who offers to our lives meaning and purpose. Father God, we bring before you this morning the coronavirus that has been plaguing your people and causing sickness and death. We pray, dear Lord, that a vaccine will be found that will put an end to this pandemic. We pray, Father, for health workers in Jamaica and around the globe, that you will strengthen them physically and spiritually for the difficult task of contact tracing, testing, and medical care. We pray that you will open doors of opportunity for the unemployed, and that you will grant hope to the hopeless, healing to those who are sick, and comfort to the bereaved. And gracious Father, we pray for our leaders of church and state, that you will grant them the wisdom and courage to lead your people in the paths of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks to Dr. Norma Smelly, member of Hope United Church, retired commissioned minister of the UCJCI, and currently grief support counselor at the UCJCI's Medarest Memorial Gardens, for her reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.